Israeli settlers attacked the village of Kusra south of Nablus on Friday and attempted uprooting the village's olive trees, the main source of income for many of the Palestinian villagers.
I was there the first 10 minutes of the confrontation and I was wounded by a rubber bullet. It pierced my skin and broke the bone in my arm.
The Israeli occupation forces protected the settlers from Palestinians attempting to protect their lands and livelihood, killed one Palestinian and injured many others. Hassan Badran, 33 years of age, leaves behind a wife and 7 children. Around 5,500 Palestinians attended his funeral on Saturday.
All of the nations have independence and rights in their countries except for the Palestinian people. Why? It is our right to live like the rest of the nations in dignity. We are steadfast on our land, no matter how much or how little time we have. We will repel the settlers with all our might, if God wills.
Earlier this month, Israeli settlers snuck into Kusra, spray-painted graffiti against the Prophet Muhammad on the mosque walls, and tried to burn Al-Burayn Mosque. Observers at that time assumed that the attack was a price tag policy, but now it is clear to the Palestinians of Kusra that it is a systematic chain of attacks.
We will not give the settlers the opportunity to intimidate us. If we let them intimidate us, then they would come to the villages on a daily basis in order to slaughter us. We in Quraysha established popular committee after the mosque was burned by settlers. The protection committee foiled the plot by the settlers who entered the village the same night that the committee was made.
Israeli settlers attacked the villages of Burin and Jalud, also located south of Nablus, as well as Deir Jarir, west of Ramallah, on Saturday. After 7 months of continuous Israeli aggression on Kusra, Israeli settlers have destroyed over 1,500 olive trees belonging to the village. And since then, the very same settlers, as well as the Israeli occupation forces, have injured over 80 Palestinians from this village. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Kusra.